cool when you're dead. In fact, it's much easier because you aren't getting old and fat and losing your hair. Claire hums the beginning of When I'm 64. She moves her rook forward 5 spaces. I can checkmate her now, and I point this out to her, and she hastily takes back the move. So why do you like Paul? I ask her. I look up in time to see her blushing fervently.
He's so beautiful, Claire says.
There's something about the way she says it that makes me feel strange. I study the board, and it occurs to me that Claire could checkmate me if she took my bishop with her knight. I wonder if I should tell her this. If she was a little younger, I would. 12 is old enough to fend for yourself. Claire is staring dreamily at the board.
It dawns on me that I am jealous. Jesus, I can't believe I'm feeling jealous of a multimillionaire rock star geezer old enough to be Claire's dad.
Humph, I say. Claire looks up, smiling mischievously.
Who do you like?
You, I think, but don't say. Well, you mean when I was your age?
Yeah, when you were my age.
I weigh the value and potential of this nugget before I dole it out. I was your age in 1975. I'm 8 years older than you.
So you're 20?
Well, no, I'm 36. Old enough to be your dad. Claire furrows her brow. Math is not her strongest subject.
But if you were 12 in 1975...
Oh, sorry, you're right. I mean, I myself am 36, but somewhere out there, I wave my hand toward the south. I'm 20, in real time. Claire strives to digest this.
So there are 2 of you?
Not exactly. There's always only one me, but when I'm time traveling, sometimes I go somewhere I already am, and yeah, then you could say there are 2. Or more.
How come I never see more than one?